So I'd like to look at James, the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19. This is in the TPT, the Passion Translation. And I like just the way it's worded. And it says, "You can believe all you want that there is one true God." That's wonderful. "But even the demons know that this and tremble with fear before him, yet they're unchanged. They remain demons." We can believe in God. We can even believe that he wants us to tithe. But if we don't change, if we're not tithing and tithe, it does nothing, right? Have you ever noticed in the Bible it talks about believing on Jesus? That's why it says believing on Jesus instead of believing in Jesus, because even the demons believe in Jesus. They know him. They know who he is. But we put our faith and trust on him. So when we are tithing, we believe that everything that he says about tithing in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is true. And we still want to be involved in that. On top of that, just giving our offerings, because that's where gets a chance to bless us. But you have to believe it. You have to put faith in it. Not just believe that it's true, but you have to put your faith and belief on it and then act. James also talks about that. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. So if you come every week and you hear this, but you don't do anything, and then you wonder why these things that you hear aren't happening. Well, that's why. You need to participate. Faith takes action. Pastor Ricky talks about that all the time. You can have all the faith you want, but without action, without work, it's dead. So let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word. How rich it is, Father. And every answer that we ever need is right there written down for us. And your Holy Spirit is in us, and he opens our eyes and shows us your goodness, and he shows us what our Lord Jesus wants for us. So, Father, I ask you bless everything that is coming in this evening. And I specifically, or especially, Father, ask you bless the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, turn everything on. Think we're good. Can y'all hear me?
No.
Yes, no, yes, no. I know I'm talking really soft. My apologies. Hey, man, how's everybody doing this evening?
Fantastic.
I'm doing wonderful. Doing any better, I'd be a twin. Man. You can turn over to Hebrews 10, please. About verse 38. 10, Hebrews 10:38. That's not it. No, hang on a second. Let me regroup here. Amen. Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, that was a different verse I was looking at. And we're back. Hello. How's everybody doing this evening? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. We'll get started. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, not my will, but your will be done this evening. Not what I'd want to say, Father God, but what you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this evening. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, the helper, the teacher, the helper. Amen. I thank you, Father God, leading us and guiding us and unveiling and revealing truth to us from your word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, it will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And I thank you, Father God, we will be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And I thank you, Father God, we will receive this by faith. Even if we don't truly understand it yet, we'll latch on to it. We'll say, I receive it because I see it in the word. And then we'll be able to walk in it. And so I thank you, Father God, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. Verse 39 is that last one right there. It actually says, but we are not what?
Quitters.
Who lose out.
Amen.
We are not what? We're talking about aggressive faith. Just something about faith. Yeah, well, I mean, you can't live your life without faith. Because God is pleased by what?
Faith.
Faith. So if you live without faith, are we pleasing to God?
No.
You can't. And if somebody says that faith has been done away with or something like that, then they're not saved.
Amen.
Because by what?
Faith.
Are you saved?
Yeah.
So don't let anybody try to convince you that faith is no longer here or faith doesn't work. Because then they're not saved.
Amen.
And if they say they're saved, they're lying.
Amen.
Because number one, either the Bible's true or you are. I'm on the side with the Bible.
Yeah.
That's just me. So by faith are we saved through or by grace are we saved through faith, that not of myself, right? Amen. I'm gonna read y'all a few things real fast that I wrote down. Faith is a force that is forward directed and aggressive. Amen.
Yep.
Faith is a force that is forward directed and aggressive. Faith is never passive. It never retreats. And it's always reaching forwards.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You cannot stop someone that has aggressive, determined, and persistent faith.
Amen.
You can't.
Amen.
Satan can't either.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. It doesn't matter where you work or you don't work. It matters what you do with your faith.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it. Amen. Some questions we could ask ourselves. Are we maintaining or are we pursuing?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Are we maintaining or are we pursuing? Maintaining, just staying stagnant,
yeah.
Still, right?
Amen.
Are we just holding the fort or are we taking new ground? Are we settled in the statue's course, or are we reaching for the next level? Right? Are we surviving, or are we thriving? Amen. I like that. Are we protecting what little we have, or are we aggressively possessing all that rightfully belongs to us?
Amen.
Amen. Questions we need to ask ourselves, right? Amen. And then we just read Hebrews 10:38, but we're not what? Amen. King James says, but we are not of them who draw back. Who draw back. Well, you're just a little too crazy for me with the whole faith deal. Well, it's working. I'm telling you right now, it's working. It's working, and I'm seeing the effects of it every day in my life. Every day. You know, there was a time before where I really wasn't seeing it. But the more that I'm able to study faith,
yes.
Son, the more I know that belongs to me and I can go after.
Yes.
Amen. Just like any of us, you know. It's like if you figured out that you had a deed to a house and all that, but you didn't know it until you found out about it, you wouldn't be able to receive all the benefits of that. Right? But as soon as you find out about it, that's why people are like, I'm out. I got that. I understand that. Amen.
Amen.
excuse me. Go over to 1 John 5:4. You can pull that up in the Amplified, please. First John 5:4. Camera not working? Oh, okay. It says, for whatever is born of what?
God.
Are we born of God?
Yes, sir.
Are you saved?
Yes.
So then, for whatever is born of God is what?
Victorious over the world.
Amen. Is what?
Victorious over the world.
So we shouldn't run around telling people all the problems we have. That just came out. Amen. Well, thank God for helping us. Amen. Amen. Because now we're looking for sympathy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right? But if we are victorious, we know that we are a child of God. We know we are victorious over the world. Because greater is He that's what?
In
the world? In the world? Where? In me. Than he that's what?
In the world.
Who's in the world? Satan. Wants to try to kill us, rob everything that belongs to us. But if we understand that we're a child of God, and so we're victorious over the world, then whenever these situations or something pop up, we're just like, hallelujah. I remember that scripture. I'm victorious over the world. I might be walking through this, but I can walk with a smile on my face and not being sad and crying the whole time. I can walk through whatever situation is placed in front of me victorious, happy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And this is the victory that conquers the world, even what?
Our faith.
So this is the victory that conquers the world, even our what?
Faith.
Our faith. Amen. Amen. Our faith. The Weymouth, it says, for every child of God overcomes the world.
Amen.
He didn't even pose a question. Every child of God overcomes the world. If they don't, it's their fault. Amen. If I don't overcome things, if I don't realize that I am victorious regardless what I'm going through, that's my bad. Because I'm not relying on the word of God, and I don't understand who's back of me or who's on the inside of me. Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. I mean, if you woke up in the morning, you just stood in front of the mirror and just started saying, the greater one lives on the inside of you.
Yep.
The greater one does. The greater one lives on the inside of you. And the same faith that created this world, you have a measure of it. You have a measure of the kind of faith that put this world into existence. You stand in front of a mirror every day and you start telling yourself that. Amen. For every child of God overcomes the world, and the victorious principle which has overcome the world is our faith.
Yes.
Is our what?
Faith.
Our faith.
Faith.
Amen. Faith is so important to be exercised and using.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not to be put on a shelf on the back burners.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. It's something that we need to be pursuing and using every day. Go over to Isaiah, please, 28. Isaiah 28, about verse 16.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read it out of the King James first. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure what?
Foundation.
Who is that? Jesus. Jesus is our foundation.
Amen.
Amen. So that means I can build everything on top of that foundation, because the Jesus being my foundation, the Word of God being my foundation, I can't be stopped. That's the thing. We can't be stopped. It might look like we're stopping, but we can't be. When we have the foundation of Jesus,
amen.
And we continually stay on it. But what I was wanting to get to is, he that what? Believeth shall what?
Shall not make haste.
He that believeth shall not make haste. He that believeth is not worried. Amen. Is not making other plans in case this one doesn't work. I mean, don't raise your hand, but you know, sometimes people will pray about something and then they'll start looking at another way to get it done just because they prayed. I don't believe it. I don't believe what I just prayed. So if I do this and this, I think I'll be able to get it done. Amen. Amen. I've did it before. That's why I know. Amen. It's aggressive faith, and it won't take no for an answer.
Amen.
He that believeth shall not make haste. He doesn't get upset, doesn't get uptight about stuff, doesn't worry about stuff, is steady.
Amen.
When you're in faith, you're just steady. How they say, just cool as a cucumber. Just phew. Why? Because things that we see naturally or we feel naturally, they don't move us. Why? Because of the foundation that we already have underneath us. We understand what the foundation does. People that don't understand the foundation, that's why they'll get off the foundation and walk around for a little bit. And then their feet start getting washed out. And so they got to kind of crawl back over to the foundation. That way they're standing firm again. But if we just continually stay firm, stay on the foundation, we ain't got to worry about the storms of life showing up. Right? Because they'll show up.
Yes, sir.
They'll show up, but it won't faze us.
Amen.
He that believeth shall not make haste. Doesn't get in a hurry. Doesn't worry. Doesn't worry. Because they know that they know. Once they put their faith on something, regardless of it, whatever it looks like, they know it. It's theirs. It belongs to me and I have it now.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. That's really it. They don't make other plans for things. They don't try to figure out what else to do. They don't even bring it up in thought life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They don't think about it. They don't worry about it. And ever if Satan does try to bring up a contrary thought about it, they just go, "Thank you, God, for my answer."
Yes.
Thank you, God, for my answer. That's the answer they give. They don't go, "Man, I wonder if that is going to work." You know, it has been a couple months now. Because now we're off the foundation and now we're starting to second guess if we even know what faith is. Yes, at this point. If we start second guessing it.
That's right.
But once we release our faith, we need to learn how to stand and just stand.
Yes.
Stay just steady. Yes. Stay steady with it and just stay true with it and just keep going forward. Regardless of what it looks like. Regardless of what anything looks like.
Amen.
Regardless of what it looks like.
Yes. Amen.
We got to understand that. Y'all remember Bishop Oedipo, right? I've told stories about him quite a bit. But that one time he finally ended up getting home and his wife had a miscarriage. She knew she had a miscarriage, ended up going to a doctor that was her cousin, and he confirmed, yes, you had a miscarriage. And so her husband finally gets home. He sits down at the table and she goes, "Honey, I got to tell you something. I had a miscarriage." He said, "It cannot happen. Pass me my food, please."
Yeah.
Some people would look at him and go, "That's the stupidest thing I ever heard."
Yeah.
How is that your answer? Because once you get into the Word of God and understand what faith does, whenever you release it with your mouth, you know that no force in hell can change what I'm releasing by faith. No force from hell can change it. And if I just stay with it, I know I'll see it.
Amen.
And so 9 months later, they had their son.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, that's just the craziest thing I ever heard. Well, you ought to start exercising faith and see what crazy things will happen when you start doing it. On a serious note, for people to not see just wild things. My truck for $39,000 with 7,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
I got no explanation, but it's a God gave me that truck.
Amen.
This Jaguar we just picked up for Pastor Chelsea. The lady put thousands of dollars, redid all the airbags, the shocks, the headliner, all new hoses, everything. And I got it for way cheaper than what she put money into it for. Why? I can't explain it to you, but I know God does it. I know God brings these things to us, gives us the opportunity, and so we capitalize on them. That's why. Amen. But we ain't sitting by just holding, sitting on our hands either.
That's right.
Amen. We're continually feeding our faith daily.
Yes.
Feeding my faith daily. Because here's the thing. I don't want to live in a couple years where I'm living now. I don't want to be driving in a few years when I'm driving now. I don't want the Bullhead City to look like it does in a few years from now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that means that I need to continually build my faith so that we're able to reach more people for the kingdom of God. Not for Spirit Life Church, for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's what it's about. And so whenever the city, you know, we start seeing things like they need some help with stuff, Spirit Life Church is there. Well, how much money do you need?
Yeah.
Because it takes money to do things. Y'all understand that? It's like schools and things. We start running our own school, then we're able to teach what we want to teach, not what the government wants us to teach. Right? So it's a whole lot of things. And so we got to start looking at it different. Faith opens up a whole new revenue, whole new area for us. If we'll just walk through the door of faith and continually just move forward with it. Don't walk through the door, look at it, get scared and go, that's big, and step back out. Because did God ask you to pay for anything? And if he says that we're joint heirs of the world, then I am. And so what's all in the world? Well, there's gas, there's oil, there's land. Land is always producing the, what am I trying to say?
Property.
Yeah, appreciating. Thank you. Always.
Yeah.
And so you buy some land, God will show you some ideas about purchasing things. I'm telling you, well, you're just talking about getting rich. No, I'm not. I'm talking about furthering the kingdom of God. And if all of us are just out here riding bicycles, then how are we going to do that? Hey, get on my 10 speed. I'll give you a ride to church. Son, you'd be wetter than a dog by the time you got here in the summer. Hey, we'd all weigh about 100 pounds too. Son. But faith is a constant deal that we got to constantly be going after daily. We got to constantly be feeding our faith daily. We can't just let it stay stagnant. We can't, because then we won't see any attribute. That's the word. Son, that accent got me on that one. That word from it. If we're not using it, if we're not putting it to work. Amen. Can you pull up the easy read? Well, actually, you pull up the NET. Do we have that one? Do y'all have that one? Probably don't. Excuse me. Let me get over there. Do we have the NET? No. You can pull up the NLT. So I'm going to read it out of the easy read first. And then I'll read it out of the NET. The easy read says, I told y'all Isaiah 28:16. Yeah, okay. Because of these things, the Lord God says, I will put a rock, a cornerstone, in the ground in Zion. This will be a very precious stone. Everything will be built on this very important rock. Amen. Anyone who trusts in that rock will not be disappointed. Amen. And by the letter stone, there's a letter D. And if you hit that button, it says, this also means a stone that has been tested and shown that it has no cracks.
Amen.
The foundation is unmovable.
That's amen.
Hallelujah. Out of the NET, it says, I'll read the last part. Well, therefore, this is what the sovereign master, the Lord, says. Look, I am laying a stone in Zion, an approved stone. Approved stone. Amen. Set in place as a precious cornerstone for the foundation. The one who maintains his faith will not panic. The one who maintains his faith will not panic. Amen. The one who maintains his faith will not panic. Why won't he panic? Because he knows, regardless of what the world is going through, regardless of the fear that the avenues are shooting out, regardless of all that, I'm not moved. I'm not moved by their fear. I'm not moved by their gas prices. Because, look, we can complain about it, but what's it going to do? Nothing. If you really don't like it, ride a bike. Amen. Then you ain't got to complain about it no more. Amen. That'll really help you. Then you ain't even got to worry about gas prices. You get on a bicycle, you can go anywhere you want to go then. You ain't got to get no gas or nothing. Amen. And just let us know how long that lasts. Amen. Well, we got to get to a point where we're training ourselves not to complain every time something comes up.
Amen.
That's the thing.
Yes, sir.
We got to get to a place where we're not complaining about, I can't believe this went up. I can't believe that went up. I can't believe the prices of food now. This used to be 19 cents. Now it's $3. Well, don't eat. Don't eat or start exercising your faith.
Amen.
That's your choices. You can't complain and expect it to happen for you. That's the thing. Because now we look just like everybody else. Because how many of y'all at your jobs or at the grocery store or anywhere, that's what's on everybody's lips. And if we're not careful, we'll jump in with them. So we got to pay attention. We got to watch ourselves. Amen. We got to stay with the faith, not with fear and doubt. Because that'll affect us for the rest of our life. Amen. Aggressive faith isn't scared of down times. Aggressive faith isn't worried about gas prices. Well, I don't have aggressive faith. I'm just going after it just like everybody else is. Amen. So, I mean, if you don't have aggressive faith, you just kind of got to get aggressive about it. Just decide in yourself, you know what? There are things that belong to me, and I'm tired of them being held from me.
Yes.
Amen. And once we hit that spot in our life, then we'll just start bucking up, yes, get into the Word, and realize what belongs to us. Amen. And then every time Satan tries to show up and take it from us or say it doesn't belong to us, we're able to show him the Word of God. Look, I'm an heir. So number one, I already know you are the father of lies. So everything you tell me, first off, I'm going to believe the exact opposite, because you are Satan, the father of lies. You're not my father, God. Not only that, my father, God, said I'm a joint heir of the world. And everything that's in the world is gold, oil, gas. Just think of all the nutrients and things inside the world that belongs to us. To us. That's a part of it. Amen. Because we start doing that, I'm telling you, it really changes people's lives whenever you're able to help them out with money.
I'm
telling you that right now. And it'll actually draw them into the kingdom of God, because they'll go, how are you doing that? How do you have money? Look, all I know to tell you is the Word of God. The Word of God, and God's just helping me, showing me where I don't have to live in lack anymore in my life. God's showing me that I don't have to deal with sickness any longer in my life. Am I living 100% yet? No. Do sicknesses show up? Yes. But what do? I just continually speak the Word. I don't speak, well, I guess I'm coming down with this. Well, I guess I'm catching this. Why are we catching something that doesn't belong to us? Amen. Don't catch it. Just say, thank you, God, I am the healed. I don't have to deal with sickness in my life. Amen. That's how we just got to talk to it. And being quiet about it ain't going to make it disappear. Being quiet about it will not make it disappear. Amen. Speak to it. Whoever believes will not be shaken. Amen. That's the NLT. A precious cornerstone that is a safe to build on. Whoever believes need never be what? He's letting you know. Look, Jesus is the cornerstone. You stay with your faith, you'll never fall off. You'll never be knocked down. You might get knocked down, but you'll be able to stand right back up and go, you know what? Lucky shot. Lucky shot, but I'll remember that next time. You won't hit me with the same one. He might try something else. That's lucky shot again. And then he'll go, look at you. I thought you was in faith. You fell down. Shut up. Once again, you are the father of lies. I got no reason to have conversation with you. Yes. You might as well just get underneath my feet because that's where the Bible says you belong. So shut your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. You got to talk to Satan like you do a brat kid. I'm joking. That's not funny. Not. Amen. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 3, please. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have. Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Who's our foundation? Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why some people fall down, because they haven't built on the foundation. Well, sickness isn't for us today. That's why they fall down. They're not on the foundation. Well, we're not supposed to just have, believe God for everything. That's why they fall down and don't have a lot, because they're building on the wrong foundation. They're building on the foundation of what somebody else said, not what the Bible said. Yes. And whenever we start building a foundation on top of what somebody told us, we're going to fall down. But once we continually build on the foundation of the Word of God, we know it belongs to us. Amen. This is ours.
That's right.
Amen. And you can't be moved from it. Amen. Isaiah 7:9. Do we have the good news? Pull that one up first, please. Isaiah 7:9. Amen. It says, Israel is no stronger than Samaria. Yep. Its capital city and Samaria is no stronger than King, that one. If you're what?
Faith.
Is not what?
Enduring.
You will not what?
Endure.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Amen.
The easy read says, Ephraim depends on its capital, Samaria. And Samaria is led by that guy's son. So you have no reason to fear. Believe this, or you will not survive.
Amen.
Amen. The NIV says, the head of Ephraim, all that, the names, y'all know the names, okay? If you do not stand firm in your faith, if you do not stand firm in your faith, Amen. If you do not stand what?
Firm
in your faith. In your faith, you will not what?
Stand alone.
Can I tell y'all's testimony real fast? Is that all right? Can I tell your testimony real fast? All right. So I got to talk to Nancy and Tom the other day, and Nancy's had this picture of a van on her phone for how long?
About 9 months.
About 9 months. Of a van that she was wanting. And whenever they just went on vacation, she told God, she's like, I'd like to test drive that van just to make sure that's what I want. And so for vacation, they went to the rental car place, and guess what was there?
Amen.
Guess where it came from? Florida.
Amen.
Yep.
It was from Florida.
Florida.
The license plate was from Florida. Y'all remember Dr. Bill Winston's wife? She is believing God for a job in the town. where they lived. And so she got a 5x7 index card or whatever they are, the index card, and wrote down everything that she wanted for the job. She wanted it close to home. She wanted to do this kind of job. She wanted this kind of payment, and she wanted a company vehicle because they only had one. And I believe Dr. Bill Winston was going to ORU at the time, college. And so she started putting scriptures up everywhere, right? And then all of a sudden, guess what happened? That job showed up from out of country. From out of country. It wasn't in the United States. I forget where it was from. It came from overseas, from somewhere, but they just all of a sudden, hey, we need to move over here to Tulsa to this spot. See, once you start standing in faith, it starts moving things. I don't care where it's at. God will move earth to get it to you. God will pass over 10,000 people to get to one person that's standing in faith. And so everything she had on that card, she got. Because she wrote it down and made it plain and let herself, Satan, and everybody else know, this is what I'm believing God for. This is what I receive. And so she put up scriptures around her house that confirmed it. And so not that much longer, the work guy man showed up and was like, hey, look at this. I found your application in the garbage can. I'm telling you, once you get out in faith, you look crazy. Amen. Once you start standing in faith, everybody kind of looks back and go, man, you're getting a little wild with this faith message thing. Well, do what you believe you need to do. I'm going to do what I believe the Word of God says belongs to me. And so we can just go, look, we can stay friends. We can agree to disagree. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Every single time. Every single time. Amen. And so obviously she got her job. But back to Tom and Nancy. So that's why I was kind of saying that. The van came from Florida. Interesting, ain't it? Yes. Ain't it? Somebody said, you know what? I think we need to go over here for vacation. Or let's move over here to Bullhead. Yep. When? We should probably go right now. Amen. And so they got to test drive the van. And then one day they washed their car. And they were just going down to the dealership to look, not to buy. Yeah. But this car that she had on her phone, the salesperson came out. She said, look, I ain't trying to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. This is the vehicle I want. That lady looked at her and said, we just got that vehicle in yesterday. Hallelujah. So guess what they're driving now? The van that they wanted. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just really getting helped. Amen. Faith doesn't fall back. Faith doesn't question. Because questioning something is doubting it. It really is, if you think about it. Well, I wonder, how is this going to happen? And then we try to figure out, well, God, if you do this and you do this, that it'll work. Yeah. Like he don't know what he's doing. Because number one, he created our minds. And so if I'm trying to outthink God, the one that created my mind, pretty ignorant. Man. Amen. Where were we? 7:9. Yeah. If you don't stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. If we start drawing back from our faith, if we start wavering in our faith, it's not doing nothing for us. Another story about Dr. Bishop Oedipo. Their church, y'all remember seeing the video, how many people they have working for them and everything like that. One of the people in his office saw that they didn't have money for payroll. He said, but I knew better than to go tell him. And Bishop Oedipo said, yeah, it's good that he didn't come tell me we don't have money for payroll because I'd have fired him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
There's so many nuggets and just these little stories. I hope y'all are getting them. Amen. Amen. He said, because I'd have fired him. Because number one, he was standing in faith for the payroll.
Yes.
And so now if somebody on my staff is talking against what I'm believing for, that's throwing a wrench into it. And so that if we're going to pray with somebody, if we're going to believe with somebody, make 100% sure that they are truly believing with you. Because there's so many times people say, pray with me that this will happen. And so you pray and then you ask them, is it so? Yes, it's so. And then a few months go by and then you talk to them and they go, you know, I really didn't much believe it was going to happen. See, they really wasn't in faith.
Right.
They really wasn't in faith. Yeah. Because once the things came up and started putting pressure on them, their true character kind of came out once the pressure was on.
Yeah.
And that's, I didn't think it's going to happen anyways.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so if we don't know that, that'll hurt our faith.
Yes.
As individuals, especially if we're praying with somebody, because we know we're believing.
Yeah.
We know we're believing.
Yeah.
And so then we start questioning our faith.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't that happen? Because I'm believing God and they said they were believing God. So why didn't that happen? But they might not be believing like they said they were believing. And so make sure you're paying attention to that, being cautious of that for yourself. Amen. Because you'll start questioning it. You really will. Because if you know that you know that you know, I believed God, I received it. As soon as I said amen, I know it's mine and I have it now. But even though we think they said the same thing, but nothing's showing up, well, there's something missing here.
Yeah.
Not here,
right.
But here.
Amen.
And so we need to find out, am I really in faith? Or are they really in faith? Because that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Amen. Not with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to throw that clock away. Y'all mind if we go a little bit more tonight? All right. Let's go over, where was we at? Yes, yeah, stand firm. Okay. 1 Peter 2:6, please. Can you pull it up in the Passion, please? I'm trying to figure out where that is. Oh, there it is. You got it there. For it says in Scripture, look, I lay a cornerstone in Zion, chosen and priceless stone. And whoever believes in him will certainly what? Will certainly not be disappointed. Will certainly not be disappointed. Amen. The message, it says, whoever trusts in this stone as a foundation. Amen. Whoever trusts in this stone as a foundation will never have cause to regret it.
Amen.
Amen. Will never have cause to regret it. Hallelujah. Turn over to Hebrews real fast, 11, please. Hebrews 11, we'll start about verse 32. You can pull that up in the Passion, please. Everybody okay? We doing all right?
Yes.
All right. Hebrews 11. It says, and what more could I say to convince you? For there is not enough time to tell you of the faith of Gideon, Barak, however, Samson, yep, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Next, please. Through faith's power, they conquered kingdoms and established true justice. Their faith fastened. Look at this sentence. Their faith fastened. What does that mean? What does fastened mean? It means you can't shake off of. It means you got something tied to it and wrapped around you. You got it right in front of you, and you ain't letting go. You're not letting the sight go of it, and you're not letting your grip loosen. Their faith fastened onto their promises and pulled them into reality. Hallelujah. Their faith fastened onto their promises. What are your promises? Amen. Find out what your promises are, what belong to you.
Amen.
Amen. And pulled them into reality.
Amen.
It was faith that shut the mouth of lions. Next, please. Put out the power of raging fire and caused many to escape certain death by the sword. Although weak, their faith imparted power to what? Hallelujah. Faith sparked courage. Where?
Amen.
You're feeling discouraged? Spark it with faith.
Amen.
Within them, and they became what?
Amen.
In battle, pulling armies, not a person.
Amen.
Armies, and it's plural. Not one, but many.
Amen.
Hallelujah. From another realm into battle array.
Yes. Amen.
It was in another realm and in the natural realm.
Yes, sir.
They destroyed armies. Yes. Look at Samson by himself with the jawbone.
Yeah. That's right.
Look at David's men. They were kept fighting so much and killing so much that he couldn't loosen his grip on his sword.
Yeah. Amen. Yep.
Hallelujah. Son, I like to took off. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it to you out of the Weymouth. It says, and why need I say more? For time will fail me if I tell the story of Gideon, them, and the prophets. Men who, as the result of faith, conquered whole kingdoms, brought about true justice, obtained promises from God, and stopped lions' mouths, deprived fire of its power.
Amen.
Deprived fire of its power.
Amen.
Deprived fire of its power. You can deprive sickness of its power.
Amen.
You can deprive lack of its power. You can deprive hatred of its power.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Escaping being killed by the sword of out of the weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put to flight foreign armies.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But I really loved how the Passion said it.
Yes.
Amen.
Faith sparked courage. Go back, next verse, please. 33. Their faith fastened onto their promises and pulled them into reality. It was faith that shut the mouth of lions. But their faith fastened onto their promises. Their faith fastened onto their promises. That's what it looks like. Tom and Nancy, great example of their faith fastened onto their promises and pulled it right into reality. How do you know that? Well, number one, they're driving the vehicle right now.
Amen.
Amen. And pulled them into reality. Amen. That's what faith does. Aggressive faith doesn't stand by and go, well, why not me? Aggressive faith doesn't go, but why them? Aggressive faith doesn't look at anybody else. Aggressive faith says, it's mine and I have it now.
Amen.
Well, I guess so. You just walked up here like you own it.
Sit down all nice.
It goes along with the thing about Mom and Tom. So it would have been really easy for them. How many years ago did Jeremy give you that other van that was like the van that you'd been believing for? And just so you know, she'd been believing for a caravan since my kids were babies or before. So Jeremy gave you a van how long ago?
6 years ago.
6 years ago, she got a caravan. She could have given up on the dream of driving a nice one, right? It was nice. It was new to her, right? But she could have given up the dream, because of something that was given to her. But she stayed on that vision that God had on her heart. And she's just been, I've watched him grow in faith and just be strong in what God had for him and never give up on it. Even when, you know, it seemed, because sometimes the devil can bring something into your life that might seem like, oh, that's answered prayer, and it's not. Yeah. Sometimes a job is like that or whatever. But I just wanted, that just kept coming back that she could have given up 6 years ago and said, oh, this is the best that God can do.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a nice van, but it needed a new bumper, right? So just, and then they sewed that into the life of somebody else. And I've just seen so many cool things happen for them. I couldn't let that go without y'all knowing that.
Amen. Amen. And it's interesting that God always gives us the desires of our heart. That was the desire of their heart, is to have this certain van.
Yep.
And so what did they receive? That van. Amen. Faith doesn't stand by and watch everybody else. It doesn't. Aggressive faith goes after what aggressive faith goes after. Whatever you're desiring, go after it, because faith will grab hold of it and bring it into reality. That's just how it'll happen. I'm telling you. I'm sure you have, but we've seen it operate in our life too much to think that it doesn't work. Amen. And if we're believing God for something and just we're not making contact, back up. Find out why. Because the contact part is not on God's side. It's on our side. We're not making contact somewhere. And we need to find out what we need to do. We might need to adjust something small. We might need to forgive somebody. Should have heard a better amen than that. Amen. We might need to, you know, walk in love with somebody else. Yeah. Just little adjustments like that will open up the door for us.
Yes, amen.
To allow us to continually walk through the door of aggressive faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at it like a bulldog. A bulldog will grab a hold of something, and will he let it go?
No.
Once it latches on to something, you're going to have to try to kill him to get him off of it.
Amen.
That's how you need to be with your faith.
Amen. Amen.
That's how all of us need to be with our faith.
Amen.
Amen. We ain't gonna make it. It's all right. We'll continue next time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes,
good. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Honey needs to get in. Yes, amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've unveiled and revealed to us through the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father God. We will get back on aggressive faith. We will continually going after things, Father God. We won't back up. We won't draw back from them. And we won't allow Satan to try to convince us, well, you just have too much stuff. Because nowhere in the Bible have I read that God will bless you until you get too much stuff.
Amen.
Nowhere in the Bible have I read God will bless you until you're just living in divine health.
Come on.
Because if he's made that possible for us to walk in it, then that means it belongs to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. While I'm doing everything I know to do about faith, well, just ask God then. Ask God if you feel like there is a disconnect or something, ask God to reveal it to you. He will. He's not going to let you walk around blindfolded. That's the thing. He's not going to let you walk around in darkness all the time, but he can't help us either. He's a perfect gentleman. He'll help us if we ask him. That's the thing. We have to ask. And so if we have to make little corrections, I've had to make little corrections. Trust me, there'll be things I believe in God for, and I'm just not making connection. And then all of a sudden, well, you need to start talking a lot nicer to your wife. You need to stop having an attitude with people just because you get tired. Yeah. Amen. And so I'll start making adjustments, and then everything just starts working out again. So, Father God, we do thank you for light, illumination, revelation. And I thank you, Father God, wherever the adjustments are, just tell us, reveal them to us, let us know about them. That way we're able to adjust and then continue to move forward with you and in faith. And so we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all are dismissed.